And now it's time for Larry Weber joining us by phone. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing terrific. And you?
Good, too.
You are getting rain?
Not so far. It's been cloudy and cool, and it's in our forecast. But so far,
yeah.
Nothing.
It was a little slow to arrive at my house, too. But however, I'm calling from the Twin Cities area, and down here, it is raining continuously, and I drove through some very hard rain to get here. I'm looking out now on a campus where all the trees have their leaves fully extended, and many crab apples are in bloom all around me, and I just heard a cardinal singing. So, once again, a phone call from the future. If we take a look at our own area, though, we've got nothing to be ashamed of. I'm very glad to see this rain. The temperatures this month have been a little bit cooler than normal, which is fine. But what bothered me is that we had not had much precipitation, and we had a very amazing week. We had, after so many days of clouds, we had clear days, several days in a row clear, and including the nights. And with a full moon, so I think the word was bright. But the other word would have been dry. We didn't get any precipitation during that time. Statistically, as of this morning, we were only about a third of where we should be in this month. But looks like today and tomorrow and perhaps even Monday will make up for that. The migration continues to go on. Now, we spoke last week Saturday. Well, last week Sunday, I had one of those incredible experiences of being at the right place at the right time. We had a cool day. We had winds from the northeast, and that always makes it feel even cooler. And even though it was morning, the winds were pretty strong. So I went down to the lake near my house here at a site that was protected from the wind, and I just sat there on a lawn chair. And in one half hour, between 8:30 and 9 in the morning, I observed no less than 15 kinds of warblers coming by. And I did not even have to move. They just came near me. I didn't even need to use binoculars for so many of them. It was one of these, like I say, a right place at the right time, just an incredible experience. The warbler migration since then has slowed down a bit, probably because the weather was so mild, and maybe many of them just kept on going, but did not see as many kinds of warblers later in the week. I did see, however, some other migrants. Great crested flycatcher, wood peewee both showed up, red-eyed vireo, bobolink, cliff swallow, those all showed up this week. And in the world of mammals, there was down the road here, there was a family of foxes. The baby foxes were out on the road. And I saw recently waken up a Franklin ground squirrel, which is a hibernator, and a big brown bat flying around. The bat was flying in the daytime. Now, we've all been told to be leery of bats flying in the daytime. However, I have noticed when they wake up in the spring, they are hungry and they will go out in the daytime, and so I didn't think that much of this particular scene. The other things of note is the world of frogs. I had been mentioning before how the early ones, the spring peepers and the chorus frogs, along with the wood frogs, had been calling. Well, the wood frogs are all done. The other two keep calling, and they've been joined by leopard frogs and gray tree frog. Well, as of yesterday, we now have another one calling, and that was the American toad. American toads give a high-pitch trilling sound, and they are fast breeders. If you don't hear that sound in the next few days, you probably won't hear it at all. They just have a short period of time, maybe a week at most, where they will do their calling and breeding in May. And this animal that lives all of its life on land, except for its early stages, will return to water to lay eggs. And then they're gone again. So, yeah, they started calling around my house yesterday. I heard them again this morning. In addition to that, the spring wildflowers continue to be outstanding. I had a group out at Jay Cook State Park yesterday. We found about 20 kinds in bloom. Many of these are, you know, just in their peak. Some of them were just starting, but we found spring beauties and bellworts, trout lilies, trilliums, two kinds of trilliums, marsh marigold, and yes, we found Jack in the Pulpit. That was the first Jack in the Pulpit I had seen this season. In addition to that, the tree flowers have really begun well. The wild plum and juneberry and elderberry and some crab apples have all started opening their blossoms. That will lead us to a couple kinds of cherries soon to be in bloom, and then apples themselves, and maybe even before too long, lilacs will be in bloom. The other tree that's really taken notice right now is sugar maples. Sugar maples have a really weird-looking flower. It's kind of like a long string-like appendage hanging down from the branches, and they are a male on one tree, female on another tree. Yesterday, when I had the group out, we found an example of a male one that we could see close up. Usually, they're high up in the trees. The leaves are continuing coming out. We started out with the aspen, but now we have poplar, maple, birch. All of them are having leaves, and soon we'll be seeing plenty more of them. The last ones to open their leaves are usually the real tall ones. The other thing I've noticed when we were out at this group yesterday, they were just amazed at the fern growth. The ferns, you know, they just take off in the month of May. They come up as these little fiddleheads sticking up above the ground. And we found some yesterday, some ostrich ferns that were already up to my waist. I walked right next to them. Wow, the amazing growth they're doing. So, as always, it's good if you can get a chance to get out and enjoy it to do so, because one thing you'll notice I did not talk about was the mosquitoes. They still haven't made their entrance too much yet.
I love it.
Yes, okay.
Thanks, Larry.
So, enjoy it. Thank you for calling.
All right. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30. He's a phenologist from Carlton County, and knows just about everything there is to know about everything outdoors.